you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, let it be a sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you. I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me. It's such a special way, that's why I praise you. I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me. It's such a special way. That's why I praise you, Lord. I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. See my heart, all of my mind, my soul belongs to you, because you paid the price for me. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you. I lift you up, and I magnify your That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come, I come, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I'll tell him this morning. Every hour I need thee, oh, oh, bless me now, thy Savior, I come. Oh, to thee. See, I love this verse. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Lord, temptations lose their power when thou how out art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless, Lord, this morning, bless, on this TMC called Daddy God, bless us now, thy Savior, we come. With yielded hearts we come. With a surrendered mind we come. Saying yes to it all, Lord, we come. Lord, we come to thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Host,
everybody
are
say
you
yes. 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 Oh, yes. If you love the Lord, say yes. Glory be to God. How I love you this morning. Yes. Yes. Holy God, we say yes to you today. Yes, bless your name. Yes, oh yes. Father, we love you, we love you, we love you. We come this morning saying that we love you and that we need you. Without you, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh God, for you are worthy of all the blessings, all of the glory. Everything we have belong to you. So we come throwing our hands up to you, opening our mouths up to you, saying, holy God, have your way in this place today. Your anointing, Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide. Jesus, our big brother, we say, have your way up in here. We love you, we love you, we thank you, we thank you. And we want you to be glorified today. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Good morning, TMC family. This is Dr. Pakola, and I am here in Woodbridge, Virginia. We come acknowledging today belongs to God. We come today lifting up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help, for our help comes from the Lord. We come, as Minister Willa, our greeter, says, giving God thanks on this great Thursday. We come loving up on the Lord as our Dr. Vanessa led us in our love hymns and letting God know how much we need him. I don't know where you are right now, but I am right up in here saying, Lord, have your way. Can somebody open your mouth and ask him, have your way in me today, God, have your way. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Asking that you get your Bibles however you choose to get them this morning through your written word here. I have this old, you know, just kind of old fogey and old timey. You may get it through your phones because you're at work or whatever you need to do, but I want you to go over to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, as we continue to examine the word of God, as Jehoshaphat is the one that we are following. And we started, when we started this journey with our 10-day quarterly fast, oh, little did we know that those 10 days would turn into 21 days of fasting. And then doing the 12-year anniversary celebration with the prompting of each of the speakers, beginning with day one Monday with Les Brown and ending on day five on Friday with Apostle Pastor Prayer Warrior Brenda Todd, each messenger, each speaker let us know, was nudging me at least in saying that, oh no, honey, these 21 days got to turn into 40 days. And it was only on that Friday that I sat here with tears in my eyes, opened up my mouth and said, yes, God, yes, yes. Ooh, praise you, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes to your clarion call of this fast to continue. And today, on the 25th day of the fast, I said, God, oh, God, speak to us, your children. And help us truly understand how you have sprinkled fasting throughout your holy word called the Bible, that we say we live our lives by. Help us not to go in and cherry pick that which we want to, but to apply the basic principles of our lives, of being the successful Christian that you are calling us to be, and that is in prayer and fasting. Those are our greatest weapons, you all. Those are our greatest weapons. So, again, as we go to the 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, I went through the first three verses, and let me tell you something. I know that as we are entering into 2023, God is going to have us to rely more on this technology. There is no reason for me to go back and re-preach what I gave you 2 days ago when all you have to do is go and push a button and hear my voice. So I'm going to attempt to summarize it and not go through every point and give you what he has given me for you today. Is that all right with everybody? Thank you. Say amen. Well, here in the first three chapters, we see that Jehoshaphat got scared. He was Mississippi scared, I told you, because of the attack of the enemy. And I don't know if the enemy has ever attacked you and sucker punched you so until it knocked the wind out of you, and you standing there saying, or doubled over saying, or down on the ground saying, God, where did that come from? And we must remember, even in the midst of those sucker punches, come on, Dr. Vanessa, I need to feel you this morning. We need to remember that God did not give us the spirit of fear. He didn't call us to be Mississippi scared, my sisters and brothers, but he said in his word that I've given you the spirit of power and of a sound mind, the same power, the same resurrection power that he gave Jesus to raise him up from the dead is the same power that he's given us to look the enemy in the face, even if we are lying flat on the ground, and say, hey, I may be down today, but hey, because of the power that is within me, you need to know, enemy, that you don't have the victory here. I want you to know that the enemy doesn't come just to knock you on the ground. He doesn't come to just irritate and frustrate you. No. His intent is to steal, kill, and destroy. But I want you to understand that the blood of Jesus, somebody say it for me, the blood still works. Yes, it does. The blood of Jesus and the enemy, because of the blood of Jesus, the enemy has no right upon you. He is trespassing. You need to let him know you're trespassing here. You trespassing. You trespassing. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come on. Get that down in you so you can start saying it when the enemy comes. Oh, yes, I'm feeling my help coming on right now. The enemy cannot steal your soul when you belong to Jesus, but he will do everything he can to discourage you, to disconnect you, to cause you to be distraught and depressed. He ain't no good. I don't like him. He hates you. You ought to hate him. He will call. He'll do everything he can to call you out of the place that God has called you into. I love it today. All of those who desire to be godly will face persecution, all of us. We will face tribulation. But Jesus says that, be of good cheer. I've delivered you. I've overcome the world. Don't worry about it. It just know that it's a part of the process called life. So what must we do as we understand the attack of the adversary? Well, let's look at Jehoshaphat. If ever in this world, since I've been living these 60 plus years, that I know without a shadow of a doubt, we need to look to God as never before. The first thing that that Jehoshaphat did in verse 3 is he set his face on God Almighty. He did not glance around at what was going on around him. He gazed upon the face of God to see the beauty in God in the midst of his messy situation. And then, oh, by the way, after this part two is what this is called, after this. Because after the 10-day fast, after the 21-day fast, after the 40-day fast, we don't know what, but after this, as we are walking through the after this of Jehoshaphat, you all, I'm loving this. Then this great leader proclaimed a fast. After he looked around and saw the mess he was in, he said, look here, the enemy, they said, oh, Jehoshaphat, the enemy has already surrounded us, man. Oh, Lord, have mercy, what are we going to do? Jehoshaphat says, we're going to proclaim a fast. He called everybody together. He said, we're going to proclaim a fast. And I
I told you that fasting, I saw it in, from here, is defined as the process, know that it is a process in which to eliminate clutter in the life of a Christian, me, by choosing, making a choice to abstain, stay away from, a daily dependency, because some of you are dependent upon certain things that have cluttered your life that you have allowed to become a god, an idol, and you don't even recognize it, and redirect that need to God through how? Worship. Come on, somebody. Did we worship this morning? Scripture reading, we're getting there, and prayer. Why fast? Because throughout the Bible, it is shown us that we have the men and women of God have fasted out of desperation, dependency, discernment, deliverance, direction, disaster. And in Matthew, Jesus fasted out of desire. And so therefore, let me tell you, if Jesus left us the example of fasting, oh good God, what more do we need? Now, can we declare here on TMC that we want 2022, this quarter, to end like no other year has ever ended before in our lives? Can we say, because we are in a place that we have never been in before, I say, as Brother Les Brown says, this is the best of times and the worst of times. Yes, but we want to proclaim this fast unto the Lord so that God can do some supernatural, miraculous things in our lives. We want God to do that which we cannot do. As we are embarking upon 2023, ah, yes, if my people, my TMC people, if my people who are called by my name, hey, Shea, Bo, Sata, would just humble themselves, come on here, and turn. We got to turn. We got to stop it. We just got to, God says, I'm going to pour out my grace and my mercy. Oh, God, I thank you for giving me that assurance. Well, being that we are his frontline prayer warriors, being that we definitely are God's children, being that we are his sons and daughters, I said we need to jump on board this fasting and understand what God is asking us to do. We need to understand that this body does not belong to us. This is not our temple. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We need to understand better the importance of partnering prayer and fasting together. If you got a partner who can't fast, and that means, and I hope that I help you understand that fasting is more than just turning down your plate now. It is looking at the clutter and clatter in your life that has prevented you from hearing God clearly and walking with him more dearly. Yes, Pastor Candy. Yeah, we want to hear him more clearly today, y'all. And for the next, how many days going to be left, Dr. Vanessa? You know I don't do that math like that. We on the 25th day, we're going to 40 days. If God says stop there, we will. Let's lean in and pray with our prayer warriors who hold us accountable to this dedicated, committed time that we have to the Lord. Oh, yes, this fast is not about you and me. It is about us and we. Come on here. It is about the commitment that we are making to God, to ourselves, and each other. In my last few minutes here, yes, Lord have mercy, Jesus, I want us to look at what Jehoshaphat did after he called the fast. Now, I said after this, the 40 days of prayer and fasting and praying, in verse 6, this begins the prayer. And I love the way it begins. It said, let's go right there. Oh, Lord, he stood in the assembly. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly and he says, oh, Lord, God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, and no one can stand against you. Are you not our God who drove out the inheritance of this land before your people Israel, and who gave it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in this land, Lord, and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, and have said, if disaster come on us, sword a judgment, pestilence a famine, we will stand before this temple and before you, for your name is in this temple. We will cry out to you because of our distress, and you will hear and deliver us. Oh, God, my God, here we are, your people, standing here calling out to you. We are praying a prayer of faith. That's what this prayer is all about, you God. Oh, good God. In this time, I want us to understand that we are praying prayers of faith. Yes, in this prayer, Jehoshaphat, he confesses, you all say Yahweh, God's power. Uh-huh. He called for God's peace. He count on his provision, and he claims Yahweh's promise. Yes, yes. He does all of this in prayer. He confessed, God, you are all powerful. He called and said, in the mess that we are in, all of this hatred, we are calling for peace. Oh, you have always provided for us, God. The provision is there when you give us the vision, and we are standing here claiming your promises. Yes. In our master's call.net, I want you to go out there and use this, because Dr. Vanessa, over the years, have strategically built this, not understanding what it was being built for real. All this thing is bad. You need to go out there and look at the 40 days that she has absolutely put in place the request and the scriptures readings for the day. Go on the 25th day, pull that thing up, read it, pray about it, and understand how you can take and make it your own. Because the prayer of faith among us, you all, prayer warriors, should be such that we are praying so that I think I told my son, I said, boy, let me tell you one thing. If I tell you that it's going to rain because I've been praying about it, everywhere you go, you take you an umbrella. Why? Because I don't care if the sun is shining. It's going to rain on your head because I am praying the prayer of faith. I'm not praying because I see the sun shining and thinking it's going to rain. I'm praying and knowing that the promises of God said to me, if I call on him like I'm supposed to, in the right posture, position, and place, good God Almighty, the rain is coming. How many prayer warriors I have up in here that's praying the prayer of faith? You got somebody who's sick in their bodies, and you are praying the prayer of faith for healing. Oh, why? Because the word of God says, by the blood of Jesus, we are healed. How many of you in here have a son or daughter that needs to be saved? A wayward child gone astray. Hey, we see it in the word. The prodigal son came home. We believe God, and we are praying the prayer of faith. We cannot go by what we see. The Bible says we walk not this walk, not by sight, not by what we feel. I don't care if your stomach is growling today. Tell that flesh, flesh, be still. There's nothing good in you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I give you and everything about you back to God. God, I thank you this morning for your word. Oh, Lord, I got off the word. Let me get back over here. However, I want you all to know something about prayer and fasting. Uh-huh. Well, okay. I got 3 more minutes. I want you to know something about this prayer and fasting here. As we are looking at this scripture in that 12th, our God will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this vast number that comes to fight against us, we do not know what to do. But we look to you. We find ourselves in situations right now. We don't know what to do. Oh, my God. Everything that looked like our foreparents bled and died for is being reversed by the hands of the enemy himself. They fought, bled, and died so that we could vote. And good God of mercy, they are here trying to take the vote away. We bled and died and walked and marched so that doors could be opened for affirmative action. Oh, they walking in and closing that door. Everything looked like God that we have worked so hard for. It's just falling apart. God, we lived the best we knew to live in front of our children. Where did they get this mess from? Oh, God, the church, now you've got to be able to show them some card to come to church. Oh, God, you said whosoever will, let them come, let them come. I understand the fear that has been put in the hearts of your people. Oh, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, both of them begin with F, but they, yes, they are different. I'm not talking about walking foolishly and frivolously and crazily. I am talking about walking by faith, in God. And after this, this is where we're going to go next week. I'm going to get off here so that our hostess can come and not run through our prayer requests today. Today is Thursday. We have prayer that's coming. I want her to come and pray. Oh, yes, our prayer warrior today is all of that. She is anointed. Yes, she is. I'm asking you the question. On this 40-day fast, what miracles are you expecting? Have you written down anything? What are you wanting to materialize and manifest? On this 40 days, as Jehoshaphat knew, he said, God, oh God, oh God, I'm calling on you. I'm not calling on the government. I'm not calling on the politics. I'm not calling, God, oh God, I'm not calling. I'm calling on you, oh God. You alone, God, can do this thing. And next on Monday, you all, I don't know if you noticed it, but on the 1st, I was out here talking about this. On the 3rd, I'm out here talking about this 40-day fast. And on the 7th, I'm going to be right back out here talking about it. As long as I have breath in my body, glory be to God. As long as God gives me a platform to stand from to preach and teach, I'm going to talk and preach and teach about the importance of prayer and fasting. That's what we absolutely must understand to be our greatest weapons in this thing we call spiritual warfare as Christians and children of God, because the enemy is not going to go to sleep on you. He's going to always be there trying to agitate you and separate you from the love of Christ. With that being said, look forward to after this with Jehoshaphat on Monday. After this, Jehoshaphat, praise God in the midst of the fight. And we're going to talk about how you do that on Monday. In the midst of the fight, how do you still praise God and magnify his holy name? With that, Prophet Kai, would you come on to the front of the line so that you can get the prayers in and our announcement. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Dr. Pakola, for that on-time word. After this, I will be calling you back for our benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this anointed and appointed woman of God and her word after this. Father, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Dr. Pakola and just fill her back out, oh Lord, as she has poured out onto us, Lord, about prayer and fasting, oh Heavenly Father. And we thank you for this amazing woman of God. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we thank you for doing the exceeding and abundant more than she can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. Father God, we thank you that every prayer request, spoken and unspoken on the TMC, is met according to your riches and glory, Father. Father God, we ask that you just continue to walk with Kamalia and her family, Father. You know everything that they have been through this year, Father, and we thank you that you are working it out according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan. Lord, we thank you that you continue to just touch Minister Tiffany and Minister Brenda, Father. We ask that you continue to be with Mother Eleanor Blackwell, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we know that you are just continuing to do the exceeding and the abundant, Lord, and we know that we know that we know that you are in control. Father, we ask that you just continue to be with the Cox family, Lord. We ask that you just continue to just work it out according to your plan, oh Heavenly Father. We know that you are in control. Everyone on this line right now, Mother Owens, oh Heavenly Father, continue to be with the seniors at Tracy Tower, oh Heavenly Father. We know that you know every need, spoken and unspoken, Father. Touch the body of those who are dealing with sickness, oh Heavenly Father. Father, touch the bereaved families associated with the TMC. Father, we know that you are in control. Father, we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, for just continuing to be with the TMC family. Lord, we know that without you, where would we be? We know immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN code is 294-617#. Again, that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN code is 294-617#. If you need the bypass number because your cell phone service causes you to pay, that number is 716-293-9707. Today is Testimonial Thursday. If you want to hear the playback from this call, that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677#. I want to thank Minister Willa for seating and greeting us this morning and for that tag this morning, Thankful Thursday. Again, I want to thank our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, for praise and worship this morning and for setting the atmosphere for this call. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning here on the Master's Call. And again, we are just so thankful and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Dr. Pakola, will you come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you so, so very much, Prophet Kai. I love, love, and appreciate you. And again, thank you, TMC family, and thank you to the staff who absolutely assist Dr. Vanessa and I in ensuring that this is a safe place for prayer, fasting, and worshiping God. Now, Holy God, we ask that your precious spirit, oh, will rest, rule, and abide with us, your children, so that as we go forth representing you, you will be glorified in all that we do. This is our prayer in Jesus' name, and every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Go out, my dear sisters and brothers. Have a super fantastic day, and come back in the morning knowing that God has another word for you. Bye-bye.